All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Return of Nemea. Let's get started. That hits the spot. Hey, you. Oh, morning.
Sitting down next to you, Mia takes a sip of her coffee.
Good, right? Yeah, must be something new that Grace picked up. Don't think I ever had it before. Well, she picked well. Yeah.
For a short moment, neither of you says anything before Mia finally breaks the silence.
Last night was pretty nuts, huh? I'll say. It's a fucking nightmare. For a few people, sure.
She says this with a clear indication that she wasn't all too fussed about Sebastian's potential fate.
Seems like the others weren't lying. You really are ambivalent towards all that. Look, I know it's terrible, but he's just such a prick, you know? Hard for me to feel any sympathy to him, for him. What about Cynthia? What about Cindy and Isla? Don't you think they're deserving of it at least? Of course they are. I'm not trying to diminish that. If you saw the state Cindy was in last night, you'd understand it wasn't pretty. I'm sure it wasn't. Sorry, I'm being a little bit of a selfish bitch, right? Yeah, maybe just a tad.
She gives you a slight smirk, appreciative of your honesty.
Well, at least there's one thing to be happy about today, right? Ah, the contract with Henry.
Filled with hope and positivity for the future of the bar, you give Mia a slow clap.
And it's well-deserved, if I do say so myself.
Her smile gets even bigger now. A sincere, genuine one that warms your heart.
And a giant relief, most of all. It is. We didn't really get a chance to discuss it, but congrats. Thank you, Grim. Still, it was a team effort with no small involvement from you. More than happy to do whatever I can. Yeah, but you didn't have to. I know that all this isn't as important to you as it is to us. So, to see you give it your all like you did, it really meant a lot to me. Anyway, I just wanted to say that your participation wasn't lost on me. You're welcome. Anytime you need me to save the day, all you gotta do is ask. Okay, let's not get crazy. Seriously, it's a big deal. Just keep in mind that work is about to get a lot busier. I know, and I'm up for it. To be honest, I've been waiting 2 years for this moment. Oh? Well, you know, the last couple of years working at the bar weren't exactly eventful. Now, though, I'll finally have a chance to challenge myself. It's awesome you have that attitude. Quite a big difference from how you used to be. Yeah, it is.
Taking another sip of her coffee, Mia pivots the conversation away from the bar and anything at all to do with Sebastian. And instead, onto your and Sadie's relationship.
So, how are things going with Sadie? Good. Maybe stronger than we ever were, actually. Really? Anything specific happened to cause that? Well,
as Mia looks at you with piqued interest, you consider getting into it with her. Whether it would be appropriate to, considering your history.
Not sure we should talk about that stuff, Mia. It's a bit awkward. Why? It's not sex-related, is it? Because if so, don't tell me. No, it's like that. He's saying no, it's not like that. Then what's the problem? Really? Come on, discussing this with you would be like talking to an ex about it. Don't see how, I mean, we're good, yes? Yeah, we left the past in the past? Yes, we have. Lay it on me then. Won't be uncomfortable for you to hear about my romantic life? Sure. Maybe a little, but if we're truly going to move from our past, nothing should be off limits. Nothing should be unsaid or left weird between us. Plus, stuff like this is a perfect opportunity to practice that. I don't know. At least give it a go. If we do find it's too awkward, we'll just stop. Alright, let's do it. Great, hit me.
Agreeing to confide- confide in her, you realize she's right. You did want to move on from your past. You both did. And no better way to do it than tackling the most difficult topic head on. Relationships.
To be honest, Sadie and I had a pretty special moment last night. Oh, really? In what way? She reminded me of how much I care about her. How much I take her for granted. She said that? No, we just kind of reminisced on the past, back to when I first met her. Oh, I never heard the story behind that, for obvious reasons.
With a hint of a smile, Mia nods in agreement.
Well, it was a day I'll never forget, for two reasons, as a matter of fact. One of which has to do with you, actually. Really? It was one of the last times we spoke, and the first time I realized you're done with me.
Surprised to hear this, Mia's brow furrows in confusion.
Never said that, did I? No, but you didn't have to. It was all in your tone, you were just not there. I could hear my presence in your life become an inconvenience. Excuse me, I could tell that my presence in your life became an inconvenience. A chain that was holding you back in the past. Boy, did it hurt when I figured that one out. I mean, I tried, right? To keep in contact with you, to not let our relationship die off. Still, it became obvious that it wasn't what you wanted. Or excuse me, that it wasn't what you wanted. Not after that phone call. Sorry I made you feel that way. Just at the time, it's what was right for me. I get it. I hold no resentment towards you at all. So how does Sadie fit in all this? That's when I met her. Pretty much right after that phone call ended. Sitting by that fountain, all on her own. Fountain, huh? Already sounds like something out of a fairy tale. Kinda was, but she was different back then. More shy, I guess. Honestly, I found it adorable. Refreshing, even. A polar opposite of me. Yeah, in a way. Is that something you were looking for? Not consciously, at least I didn't think so. Anyway, she caught my attention. Helped that she was as gorgeous as all hell, too. She really is. Also, when I looked into her eyes, I felt something. Something new. What'd you feel? Hope. Hope about everything. Before that day, I lived life on a type of autopilot. Moving from one day to the next, but still stuck in the past somehow. Because of us? Yeah, I really struggled to get over it. Way more than I ever even expected. Me too. However, when I spoke to her for the first time, that autopilot just stopped. Which is funny, because the day was cloudy and rainy. Wait, this is all outdoors, right? Yup. Also, you said it was raining? Yeah, but neither of us minded. Well, I certainly didn't, much to her surprise. Huh. Wonder why she was just sitting there. Going through some stuff herself. Both of us were in pretty bad places, I guess. Oh. And what happened next? The rain really started getting bad. That's when I decided it was best we get some shelter. Must have been absolutely soaked. Honestly, can't even remember. However, when she took my hand, that memory is fresh like it happened yesterday. I remember the electricity. It's when I knew there's a shot with her. I was determined. If I didn't, I'd never be able to forgive myself. Then when we got under a tree with her standing so close to me, the feeling was only reinforced that much more. I bet. Sounds like it was a pretty special moment. It was. In a way that I could never fully describe. The warmth of her body against mine. The scent of her skin. Wait, you were holding her? Yeah, she was shivering like a leaf. Wanted to warm her up. Uh-huh. I'm sure that was your motive. Well, one of them. Another might have been that I just wanted to hold her. What matters is that it led to what happened next. And that is... we kissed. What? You kissed? Yup. Didn't you just say it was the first time you met? It was. Wow. Just... wow. Wait until you hear what happened next. While we kissed, the rain suddenly stopped. Even the sun came out. Bullshit. No, I'm serious. We could hardly believe it ourselves, but I swear on my life and even on Sadie's, it absolutely did happen. Damn. When something like that happens, can't see how you don't fall completely head over heels for the other person. True, the universe really did me a solid with that one. I'll say, so after that, I'm assuming you two instantly started dating? Instantly. And for the last year, we've been almost inseparable. That's sweet, really. I'm happy you were able to find someone that can make you feel that way. Thanks, Mia.
Finishing off the rest of her coffee, Mia stands, walking to the edge of the pool, looking down into the still blue water.
I'm actually kind of jealous, to be honest. You are?
For a moment, you get nervous, worried she's about to say she wishes that story happened between you and her instead.
Yeah.
However, right before you properly start panicking, she quickly allays those fears.
I never had anything like that with Ollie. Not even anything close. Oh, sorry to hear that. Makes a girl wonder, you know? Yeah, I guess. Think there's a person like that out there for me? Do you? I hope so, but I'm asking for your opinion. I believe there are many people out there who can do that for you. You just gotta be open to it. Not box yourself in with a certain type of guy. Guys that I typically go for, you mean? Don't you think there's something to that? Most likely. After all, after so many go-arounds, it's yet to work out. The closest one that did was, well...
She gives you a look which tells you what she's thinking, without having to say a word.
Yeah. Only next time, make sure it's someone that's not so close. Fantastic piece of advice, really. I'm full of them. No, you aren't, but... Every now and then, you occasionally manage hitting a nail on the head. Good enough for me.
Stretching out your arms, you release a loud yawn.
Okay, I think it's time to head back inside. You coming? Ladies first. Ugh. How old are you again? 21. Ha, you wish. Age is only a state of mind, Grim. Uh-huh. You know who says that? Old people. Not that I know anything about them. You're only as young as you feel. Or rather, you're only as old as you feel, not as young as you feel. Old? I'm not old. Several years older than me, in fact. It's two, jackass. Closer to three, isn't it? Shut up! You okay, Grace? No, can't really say I am. Feel like sharing? It's just about Cindy and all that chaos. Pretty awful, huh? Yeah, don't even know what it is exactly. Just a fucking mess of a situation.
Right then. You and Mia walk into the kitchen, overhearing those very last words.
Morning. Morning. I take it we're talking about Sebastian? How can we not? Right, suppose so.
Uncomfortably, Mia shifts in her place, readying to apologize for a clear lack of sympathy the night before.
Just wanted to say about all that. Sorry I was being insensitive about it. It wasn't okay to disregard your feelings on it. That's all right. I understand where you were coming from, but thanks anyway. What did you say? Must have missed that part. I'd rather not repeat it. Right, sorry. You didn't hear anything yet, did you? About Sebastian? Yeah. The day only just started, Grace. Have patience. I was practically up all night worrying about Cindy. She's a big girl. Whatever the outcome, she'll get through it. Besides, she doesn't need you to worry about her. That's what she has Isla for. I guess. Morning, everyone. Good morning to you, too. So what are we all talking about? And please, don't say Sebastian, because I don't think I can hear about him anymore. Why's that? Well, I was on the phone with Cindy earlier, and let's just say she talked my ear off. But what did she say? Has there been any updates? Not exactly. She just come from the police station, so she was pretty worked up, though. The police station? Why? Guess she wanted to make sure they were going to do their best to find him. How did she sound? Better, I suppose. At least better than last night. Good. It puts me at ease to hear that. Personally, that already happened for me last night. Yeah. Shame all this shit had to happen. Really ruined the mood of our whole evening. I agree. Gigantic bummer. We'll have plenty of time to celebrate. Besides, let's not get too excited until the contract is signed. You think he might go back on the deal? No, but things can happen and I'd rather not get ahead of myself. I guess. Come on, what can possibly happen to screw this deal up? Damn. Well, yeah. Sadie, no! Please don't say that. You're gonna jinx us. Fuck. It's not a real thing. You know that, right? Probably, but I'd rather not test the theory. So what's the plan for today? Business as usual? I really don't know. To be honest, with everything that's happened, I barely know what day it is. We should probably get to work. You know, now that we basically have to deal with Henry, gotta make an effort to not seem complacent, especially to him. Yeah, I actually agree. Coming from me who hates working, that means a lot. Okay, good. Let's do that then. You guys also coming?
She directs this question at both you and Sadie.
Why wouldn't we? Just asking. Last night was intense, so if you're not in the mood, I totally understand. We'll be fine, Grace. Suit yourself.
Gulping down the rest of her coffee, Grace slams it onto the counter with resolve.
Everyone, get ready. We're heading off in 15.
Saying no more, she darts out of the kitchen, determined and ready to roll. Unsure what to say, all three of you remain silent for a second.
That was intense. Right? I kinda like it.
About an hour later.
Ugh. How is it that these damn glasses get so filthy so quickly? We barely even use them for crying out loud. You know, I asked myself that very same question over 1,000 times. Like, where the hell do all the smudges and fingerprints come from? Maybe this place is haunted. Ah, I wish. With how slow business has been, I could have used the company. Luckily, all that's about to change. I sure as hell hope so. Yeah, not sure how much longer I could spend my days pretending to look busy. If I wasn't paying you so little, I'd probably be annoyed by that. As if I had any other choice. Thud!
Barging through the hallway door, Vivian scowls with a look of absolute revulsion.
Nope, that's it. I'm fucking done. What's got you so riled up? I refuse to clean those toilets. I can't do it. Correction, won't do it. Don't be such a baby. We all took our turns with those. Then take another one. I quit. What do you mean, quit? Quit doing this gross shit, not the bar. Bummer. Here, you do it since you're such a pro. Vivian, get that disgusting thing out of here. You're flinging poo particles everywhere. Ew! What the hell's the matter with you? You're not supposed to be. Fine, I'm going, but I'm not continuing with it. Got it? If anyone here wants to take over, they're more than welcome to.
In a huff, Vivian storms back to where she came from, slamming the door with a deafening thud.
Ugh, that was nasty as hell. Grim, can you go talk to her? Really don't want to deal with her shit right now. She doesn't mean metaphorically. No pun intended. Why do I have to do it? Not it. Sadie? Sorry, you're on your own. Fuck.
With the task resting on your shoulders, you begrudgingly follow after Vivian.
Viv, is it safe to come in? You're not gonna hurl that brush at me, right?
Timidly opening the door, you peek inside, your eyes rapidly scanning the room for a glimpse of any airborne toilet brushes.
Vivi, leave me alone, Grim. Everything okay?
However, Vivian gives you no answer. Walking inside, you move along the stalls, one by one, until finally, you see her.
What did I tell you? Don't tell me you're gonna smoke that. No, I'm not gonna smoke it. Just enjoying the taste. If that's okay with you? What's going on? Why are you so pissy all of a sudden? I'm not pissy. Well, you're something. You really want to know? Of course. I'm scared. Scared of what? The whole thing with Henry. Huh? I'm not following. Isn't that a good thing? You think so, but don't know if I can handle it. There's going to be a lot of pressure now. A lot of expectations. You mean expectations you're worried about not reaching? When Grace and I decided to open this place, I thought it'd be an easy gig, you know? Make some drinks, smooze a few customers, easy peasy. But this is a lot to take in. You only say that because you didn't do it yet. I'm sure once you get the hang of it, it'll be like nothing to you. Event planning though, it's all so professional. And now that Grace got her hopes up, I'm afraid of letting her down. I did it before, and believe me, it's a terrible feeling. Oh, I believe you. Screw you. You're blowing all of this way out of proportion. Panicking about something you didn't even begin doing. Honestly, it seems more like you're simply afraid of the unknown. Just like you were with the wrestling show, remember? A lot of people would be scared of that. Still, you did it. Finally, when it was all said and done, was it really as bad as you feared it would be? Not so bad, right? Maybe. Everything all right in there? Thought you might need backup. We're fine. Vivian's fine.
Sidling up next to you, Mia looks into the stall where Vivian's sitting.
You're not smoking that, are you? No, I'm not smoking it. Whoa, I'm just asking. Chill. Sorry, just a little on edge. Why? She's a bit overwhelmed about the whole deal with Henry. Not sure if she's up for the challenge and stuff. You think I am? I shit bricks every time it crosses my mind. You do? Of course, so does Grace, but can't let that stop us, can we now? No, I suppose not. All of us are here if you need to talk, Viv. If you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed by something, don't feel like you have to bury it inside. Exactly. You always have support here if you want it. Thanks, that's nice to hear. So about those toilets.
Her softer side instantly dissipating, Vivian shoots a deathly stare towards Mia.
Why don't we give you an extra minute or two? Come on, Grim.
Wrapping around your arm, Mia pulls you towards the exit.
That was a close call. Luckily, we made it out alive.
Returning to the bar area, you quickly spot a familiar face sitting among Grace and Sadie.
Pete? What are you?
However, even more noticeable is a terrible bruise marking his left eye.
Hey, guys. Oh my god, what happened to you? It's nothing. Just a little accident, that's all. That's like Jay Leno looked like recently. It's like, oh, I fell down a hill. Sure you did. A little accident? Looks like someone clocked the shit out of you. Honestly, I'm still not convinced they didn't. I saw more than a few fistfights in my life, and that bruise looks awfully familiar. If only the story was that exciting. Truth is, I tripped over a rug in my room and landed on the corner of my desk, face first. Yikes, can't imagine how painful that must have been. Luckily, you didn't end up losing a damn eye. True, that is the silver lining. Call me vain, but I'm not sure I'd even leave the house looking like that. Well, no one's ever accused me of being good looking, so it really doesn't make much of a difference. There you go again with the self-deprecating nonsense. What can I say? It's where I feel most comfortable. Anyway, hope you don't mind me showing up here unannounced. Not at all. You're more than welcome to come by anytime. Oh, I don't know about that. From what I hear, you guys will soon be pretty busy. Yeah, guess so. Congratulations, Mia. Never had any doubt you'll get that deal. Thanks, Pete. It was a huge relief to all of us. One that's most certainly well-deserved. Kind of you to say, but you weren't there. For all you know, we could have sucked donkey balls. Hey, don't go putting that thought in his head. It's okay, Grace. I get what he's saying. He's right. I wasn't there. Still, just had a hunch you'd do a spectacular job. Really? Well, aren't you our biggest fan? I'm your biggest fan.
Then you feel your phone vibrating in your pocket. Taking it out, you look and see Cindy's name displayed across the screen.
Cindy? Answer it! I'll take it outside.
Before Grace even has a chance to object, you turn around and leave. Deciding it's best if you take this call in private.
Hello? Hi, Grim. What's up? You didn't already hear anything about your dad, did you? No, not yet. I just wanted someone to talk to, I suppose. You got some time? Sure, got all the time you need. Thanks, Grim. So, lay it on me. How have you been handling this? Doing a bit better. Didn't get a lot of sleep, but the little that I did helped. Yeah, it's amazing what just a little rest can do, huh? It really is, except it's only the beginning, right? You still have no idea what happened to Dad, and the more time that goes by, the more hope I lose. I'm sure the answers will start coming soon enough. You just need to remain patient and calm, and let the police do their job. I heard you paid them a visit this morning. Guessing Viv told you that? She did. Look, I know it probably doesn't make any difference to them, but it does to me. Otherwise, I'm just sitting around doing nothing. You don't have to explain yourself, Cindy. Don't I? Feels like everyone thinks I'm an idiot. That's not true. Well, not completely. Yes, it is. It's how it's always been. My whole life, people treated me with kid's gloves, like I had to be protected from everything. Well, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the secrets. Secrets? Wouldn't happen to be talking about Grace, right? I'll take that as a yes. All I want is the truth, Grim, even if it hurts me. Because if I learned anything, it's that truth eventually finds a way to reveal itself. In the worst way possible. Wise words, ones that I'm inclined to agree with you on. Right? I'm not that dumb after all. Stop it. Don't talk down on yourself like that.
As Cindy's just about to continue, you hear footsteps approaching from behind. Turning to face them, you're surprised to see Henry.
Grim! Oh, hey, Henry. Grim? Yeah? Is someone there with you? Not exactly, but something just came up. Think we can pick this conversation up some other time? Oh, sure, if that's what you want. Great, thanks, Cindy. No problem.
Ending the call, you quickly follow after Henry. Curious to know exactly what the nature of his visit is.
Good morning, everyone.
Surprised by his presence, Grace, Vivian, Mia, Sadie, and Pete all turn their attention towards him.
Hi, Henry. Henry? So this is the guy that came to the rescue of these fair maidens.
Yep, that'd be me.
Bouncing off his chair, Pete snatches up Henry's hand before excitedly shaking it.
Oh, wow, it's an absolute pleasure, sir. Who the hell is this guy? This is Pete. As you can tell, he's our number one fan. Quite a grip on him, too. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Releasing Henry's hand, Pete cautiously steps back, feeling somewhat embarrassed by his enthusiastic reaction.
Hey, what's going on? Just wanted to check in on my favorite gals, see how everything is going. Thanks to you, we're doing good. For the first time in a long time. I'm glad to hear that. Also, I can see you're still working hard. Now it's not the time to get lazy, right? That's the attitude.
Glancing at Sadie, Henry offers her a consoling expression.
By the way, I didn't get a chance to apologize for what happened that night. Although it wasn't my responsibility, it happened on my watch. So I'm truly sorry. It's all right. As you said, it wasn't your responsibility. That's very gracious of you. Also, here's my number. If you need any kind of legal advice, thanks. She's not interested in suing him. Is that so? Yeah, Dad, I'll be doing that. Thanks for the offer, though. Certainly. Still, if you change your mind, you know who to call. Sure. Look at this little fucking cunt. trying so fucking hard to be Little Miss Goody Two-Shoes.
Turning his attention back to the group, confusion crosses Henry's face.
Huh. Now that I look at all of you, a thought dawned on me. What's wrong? Well, you're at work quite early. Taking into account you celebrated pretty hard last night, I'm surprised.
A tense silence fills the spacious room in an instant, replaying in your heads the terrible event that overshadowed what was supposed to be a joyous evening.
Well, not exactly. No, why not? Let's just say it was a rough night. Oh, what a shame. Yeah. Well, we certainly can't have that, can we? How about you guys take the day off? Consider it on me. Really? Don't see a reason not to. Knowing the situation of this place, what difference would it make? That is true. Then screw it. You have my word, I won't hold it against you. Thanks, Henry. My dear, you're very welcome. That being said, let me get out of your guys' hair. Guess I'll send the contract over ASAP, okay? Great, we'll sign it the moment you do. I got no doubt of that. See you soon.
With nothing left to say, he bids farewell.
Oh, try not to get too rowdy, okay? From here on out, you need to maintain a certain level of dignity. Wouldn't dream of it. You better not.
Finally, Henry leaves, closing the door behind him.
What a great day it's turning out to be. Truly, I couldn't wish for more.
Turning his eyes to Sadie, Henry quickly follows that up with a venom-filled comment.
Mostly. What's that? Nothing, that's mumbling some nonsense, like always. Oh, okay. Anyway, think I'll take Henry's lead and also leave. Really? You're welcome to stick around a bit longer. No, no. I overstayed my welcome and you can't convince me anyway. You can't convince me otherwise.
Finding it impossible to breathe the same air as Sadie. Pete wastes no time making for the exit.
You guys can tell when I haven't had that much sleep and I've worked my ass off, can't you? Sorry about that. It's the holidays. Pete wastes no time making for the exit.
And seconds later, nowhere in sight.
What a strange guy. A nice one, though. Not arguing that. Oh, if you only knew. Call me crazy and maybe I'm seeing things, but I think he doesn't like me. Didn't notice anything. Well, maybe for a second, but I'm sure it's nothing. A diagnosed case of resting bastard face, perhaps? Yeah, maybe.
She utters this, not entirely convinced.
By the way, did you all hear what Henry said? Why don't we close up for the day? I'm down for it if you all are. I don't know, guys. I'd rather not take this as an opportunity to slack off, but... If the rest of you want to take the day off, I'm happy to hold the place down on my own. Oh, maybe Grim and I can go on a date. We could do that. Where would you like to go? Not sure. Why don't you surprise me? That sounds like a lot of pressure. None at all! Whatever it is, as long as I'm with you, it'll be good. Ah, please, someone get me a bucket. Jealous? Not in the least. Actually, I could do with taking the day off, too. Something came up, so the timing works well. Oh? It's Emma, actually. She reached out to me earlier and wanted a favor. Well, here we go. What's your big beef with her anyway? She seems nice. Long story, Sade. Trust me, though, I got my reasons. Either way, it's nothing bad. She just wants me to accompany her back home for the day. To, like, support her, I guess. Huh? I don't understand. Why would she need support for that? She's going home, Grim. As in, home, home.
Finally catching on, your confusion disappears.
Oh. Bad memories, I take it? Something like that. It's just that she hasn't been home in a while and doesn't feel comfortable going alone. In a mood to share any details? I'm not proud of it, but love me some gossip. Sorry, think she wouldn't like that. Want me to tag along? Just for, you know...
Smacking you on the arm, Sadie pipes up, annoyed.
Hey, what about our date? We can go on a date anytime, Sade. If Mia needs me, I can handle it, Grim. Thanks for the offer, though. Yeah, thanks. Don't be like that. Just thought it's the right thing to do. I know. Then it looks like it'll just be lonely old me here. Hey, I might stick around. Okay, maybe not. Really? You don't say? What an absolute shocker.
After a quick eye roll at Vivian, Grace claps her hands together, now addressing all four of you.
Go, relax, enjoy yourself, whatever it is you want to do. Make the most of it before the real stuff begins. Definitely. Don't work yourself too hard, okay? In this ghost town, I think I'll manage.
With the rest of the day now ahead of you, Vivian, Mia, Sadie, and yourself all head off, leaving the bar one by one, before splitting off in separate directions. First Vivian to God knows where, you and Sadie towards home before eventually embarking on your date, and Mia preparing for a journey back to the place where it all began and where it all ended. A little while later.
Where it all began and where it all ended. Wow. Okay, guys, so... I mean, I'm not gonna leave you in suspense. I like it. I like that one too, Sadie. I mean, me and him, we both agree. That's a nice one. She looks great. Okay, so, at any rate, something very big is about to go down, and it's going to... Well, it's gonna result in the end of the whole game. The whole series. It's over after this. There's no more Mia. But we'll have other adventures to come, because there's so many adventures. There's too many adventures. I hope you like this adventure, because we've got like 40,000 more to give you. And here I am, at 80, and we're done with... No. Okay. But, alright guys. This is the Grimlord, and I'll see you next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Mia. Stay tuned. I'm out.